A really, really good morning to you all on this beautiful Monday morning. I really do trust that you've had a fabulous weekend with whoever's in lockdown with you. I'm going to kick this week off and we're going to follow it through by having a little wander through a great book called Proverbs. It's a beautiful book. It's not really headline stories. It's individual statements. It comes in the middle of that sort of series of poetry books, Job, Psalms, Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, and the Song of Solomon. I often used to think, you know, that my mum had her own little set of proverbs, but some of them were bizarre. Hey, register this with me. Now and then, when my mum had to discipline me and my sister, she would say things like, "Now this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you." And it took me a while and I thought, well, I've got to think, Mum, that is really crazy, isn't it? Why are you doing this if you're going to get the pain out of it and we're not, when we're the ones supposed to be learning the lesson? Proverbs. If you follow them through, it's great reading. It's about a pattern of life. It's about wisdom. It's about behaviour. So let me pick on one this morning. It's found in Proverbs 4 and verse 23. And it says this: "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Cool. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Strange question here. You ever had a heart attack? I don't mean obviously in the physical way where ambulance have to come and they have to take you away and do all that sort of stuff. I'm just thinking about some of the issues of life, some of the challenges, some of the situations that you've faced, some of the confrontational moments as a Christian or even before you became a Christian that have given you a bit of a heart attack. You've lost sleep, you've been concerned, something has affected and touched your heart in a way that is disturbing and worrying. But this verse puts it in its right perspective, because it says guard your heart because everything to do with life flows through it. Almost a bit like you might talk about King's Cross Station, every train goes through there. Every issue of your life at some point has to go through that junction of your heart. And that's the reason why the writer of the Proverbs says we've got to guard our hearts. Goes without saying that we guard things that are precious and important. We put them in a safe, we put cameras up, we fit alarms, we put passwords on there as protection, as a guard, so that only what goes in there is what we allow in there. So I'm inviting you this morning on this simple Steve's Thought for the Day to make sure your heart is guarded so that you don't suffer the sort of heart attack that I'm talking about that's going to have some detrimental effect upon your life, upon your emotions, upon your family, upon your faith, upon you. So if we're going to guard something, usually that means surrounding it. We've been singing a song at Life Church, as many around the world have been doing recently: "This is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you." Here goes: how do I guard my heart? I'm telling you this morning, surround it. Surround it with God's word. Surround it with God's presence. Surround it with God's perspective. Guard your heart, Proverbs says, because all the issues of life flow through it. Come on, let's make sure we've got everything in place. Lord, we thank you for a day that we can spend, a moment that we can spend, however long it is, soaking up your presence. I pray today, while we've got a bit of room and time and space, and in the days ahead where we've got room and time and space, that our hearts would be surrounded. Through your word as we read it, in that very simple, practical way, through your presence, as we just spend time with music, with words, with songs, just soaking up you and taking through those things your perspective on life, that our hearts might be safe, might be secure, might be healthy and whole. Amen. Make a great day on this bank holiday Monday. Seize it. Carpe diem. And I'll speak to you later on. May God bless you and fill your home and your heart and your mind with his undeniable presence, in Jesus' name. Amen.